with Joe Root clanking with medals. Joe, get this match out of the way. At least today there was some fight. Put a bit of a smile back on the crowd's face.
Yeah, and yesterday as well. I think it'd be wrong not to mention Cookie's innings. I thought he played fantastically well. And he was bitterly disappointed to get out towards the end there because, as I said, he fought extremely hard and deserved to get 100. Obviously, in the first innings, that session hurt us. Losing 8 wickets like we did was unacceptable in Test cricket. And they're the hard lessons we're going to have to learn moving forward. But we're a very talented dressing room that's improving very quickly. And we're more than capable of standing up and learning from those experiences and becoming a better side. And we've proved that over this summer. So fingers crossed this winter. We've got 2 really tough tours. And we know that. We've got a lot of hard work to do. But there's no reasons why we can't carry on the great work we've done here.
And if you're going to have a bad session, being 3-1 up in the Ashes series is probably the time to do it.
Yeah, and we were desperate to win 4-1 and we're bitterly disappointed that we didn't. But obviously in the terms of the series, it was all wrapped up. And you've got to give credit to Australia. They outplayed us in all 3 departments this game. And, you know, that's why they're, you know, such a strong side and so hard to beat. And I think it puts into perspective how well we've played throughout this series because that's what they're capable of. And credit has to go to the whole squad because it's been such a team performance and such a squad performance throughout the whole 4 weeks.
Just a thought on the medals you've got. You won the Investec Man of the Series as far as the England are concerned and the combined Man of the Series as well. What does that mean for you to be awarded those kind of gongs from the people who have awarded them to you?
It's very humbling I'm honoured to have received them, but being perfectly honest, ever since Sydney, that last day at Sydney, I've been desperate to win that urn back. And to be able to do it the first time of trying is really, really pleasing. And I'm so pleased for Cookie more than anything that what he's been through over the last 18 months has been extremely tough. And it shows the strength of character, you know, how much he's dedicated to English cricket, how important he is to our dressing room. You know, and all the hard work he's done in developing this side, and he's done a fantastic job, and, you know, hopefully it'll be for a long time, a lot longer as well.
Final thought, I guess you'll have time to celebrate before the one-day series.
Go away, I'm talking about you. Yeah, fingers crossed, tonight will be an extremely enjoyable one, and I'm sure Alistair will be leading proceedings, so for once. He's normally tucked up in bed by 9:30, so I'm looking forward to seeing him at about 4:30.